The body is taken to the undertaker and put in a...
And embalmed and put in a casket.
Mm-hmm. And then it's taken to the church for the...
burial. Funeral.
Mm-hmm. And then it's taken from there out to the...
To the cemetery for burial.
And the widow will wear black to show that she's...
mourning.
Mm-hmm. Somebody will say everything will be all right, so just don't...
Take it so hard.
Mm-hmm. And there's no need to...
Everything worked out, and you used to feel so bad about it. You done everything you could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we'll always tell him. You know, I wouldn't feel so bad. You done everything you could for him while he's living.
And the future will be all right, so there's no need to...
Take it so hard.
Or worry.
Yeah, worry about it.
But we were talking about that disease where you get a sharp pain in the right side.
What did you say? Penicillin?
Uh-huh. How about that one where... a membrane forms in the throat. Perhaps this occurred when you were a kid around here.
You mean strep throat or something like that?
Diphtheria?
Oh, diphtheria, yeah. That's a bad thing. That's one thing they used to dread around here.
Oh, boy, that was a mean.
Oh, a lot of it. One many of them lived with that.
Mm-hmm.
We vaccinated Jack for all that stuff.
Yeah, that's certainly a relief.
Oh, it is.
What did you call that one where the patient turned yellow?
Jaundice, yellow jaundice?
Mm-hmm. I guess that wasn't quite as bad.
Mm-hmm. No,
what do you call the one where the joints get sore instead?
Oh, that's, wait, I'll tell you in a minute. I know I took some stuff and looked after an old man that had that. He, arthritis?
Mm-hmm. How about the one where your back gets stiff and sore?
Well, would that be from the vertebrae out or something like that? Or?
Yeah, could be.
Well, they get pretty bad when that's out. You bought them?
No. We'll have to clean this thing up, and I have some in the front.
Oh.
Here. You want to do something?
No, huh? No, I think I was looking at it. It looked like me. You didn't have any left there.
Well, we're making pretty good time.
Yeah.
If somebody's sick, you say you've been gone, you come back, and you want to find out what it was, what would you ask?
I'd say, I sure probably got back there sick. What is his sickness?
Mm-hmm. And if you want to find out when this happened, you'd say, when did he?
Yeah, when did that happen? When did he get take down sick? You know, we didn't say that so much around here.
Mm-hmm.
When did he take sick? We didn't even know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. And if you see he has red eyes in the wintertime, and a runny nose and his head's all plugged up, you say he's
got an awful cold or flu or something.
Mm-hmm. And if his voice is sort of rough and scratchy, you'd say
he's got a sore throat.
And his voice is...
Sure. Well, I can't understand him.
Is that called hoarse?
Yeah, he's a hoarse, can't understand him. I'd say that a lot of guys. I'll say he's a hoarse, can't understand him today.
Mm-hmm. And if he goes, you say he...
A little hack and cough.
If you eat something sometimes that doesn't agree with you and it goes round and round and round, you're afraid you're not going to be able to keep it down, you say you're...
You're sick of stomach, but you're going to feel like you're going to vomit.
Mm-hmm. As a kid, that didn't...
Well, matter. I have experienced this blood that way.
Was that right?
Oh, that's the way it works. See, I got to be careful I eat it. I'll eat something like 4 o'clock this afternoon, maybe 2 o'clock at night. This blood don't digest, and I get awful sick.
Mm-hmm.
See, it don't work with the rest of my body, this blood don't.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't flow enough around your stomach.
No, huh? That blood, that rice made me sick last night, see? It's
mm-hmm.
too much starch.
Did you keep it down?
Or? Oh, yeah, I'm good that way by keeping it down. It's hard for me to vomit.
Mm-hmm. As a kid, it didn't bother me a bit. Boy, I could just let it go. If kids are making noise and you tell them to be quiet and they don't do it, you say, all right, now don't do that again or I'll...
I'm going to work you over. That's what a lot of them say. I'm going to give you a good working over if you don't quit now.
What would that mean you'd do?
Whip them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.